Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 26, 2024. Borrower desires from the Egyptians. Question: what are the vessels of the Egyptians? Answer: they are egoistic desires in their purest form. The golden vessels symbolize the degree of Behina Dalit, the silver ones symbolize Behina Gimel. Question: we are learning that I should rise above my egoistic desires as much as possible, not use them, and unite with my friends. What does it mean that I borrow these desires from the Egyptians? Answer: you ask the Egyptians for desires and intentions to bestow, and you use the little light they have. You use it in your egoistic desires that go through the stage of recognition of evil, your oppositeness to the Creator. Thus, you begin to rise above egoism by gradually rejecting it. This is when your exit from Egypt begins. Question: the vessels the children of Israel borrow from the Egyptians, do they bring them along into the desert, or do they later bring them into the land of Israel? Answer: these are very good kelim, vessels, they keep them. Later, at each stage, we can delve into what happens to them. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 16, 2024. Writings of Rabash. What is the need to borrow vessels from the Egyptians? Matzah is a symbol of Passover. Question: the symbol of the Exodus from Egypt is matzah. Why is it necessary to consume matzah during Passover? Answer: matzah is unleavened bread that is made in a special way with minimal water needed to make leaven. Then it is baked simply over coals or on a hot pan. It does not matter what it is baked on. Matzah is baked in remembrance of the Exodus from Egypt and symbolizes our swift transition from the desire to receive to the desire to bestow. It happens unexpectedly, suddenly, in what seems like the most inappropriate place and time for a person. There is an accumulating process, accumulation, and a person breaks free from the grip of egoism. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. Question: so, does a person not expect this Exodus? Answer: they are always expecting it, but they do not know that it is approaching. When it really happens to them, they do not understand how it suddenly came about. But someday, it will happen to everyone. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 20, 2022. Break away from Egypt. Question: Passover lasts for 7 days. Why is that? Answer: 7 days represent the 7 sephirot, all the levels of our soul. On the first day of Passover, a person exits the intention for oneself and continues to get rid of his egoistic intentions on the second day, the third day, and so on, until he completely detaches from them. In this way, one approaches a state called Yam Suf, the Red Sea. He is ready to plunge into it to fully detach himself from Egypt, from egoism. Question: exiting Egypt is the final frontier of the corporeal, egoistic world, beyond which lies an arbitrary line called Maksim. By crossing it, a person begins to feel love, bestowal, and the spiritual world. What happens to him? What transformation occurs beyond this line? Answer: beyond this line, a person only thinks about how through others he can increasingly realize in himself the quality of bestowal and love. As a result, he begins to feel in this quality that he is filled with the highest light, the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 28, 2021. Midnight is the time to start acting. Question: how do we collectively find the true, correct Hisaron, deficiency, during the night time? Answer: at night we cannot find anything, there is no light. During this time, a person is under the influence of egoism, under the influence of uncorrected or even evil forces. Therefore, at night we do nothing, and we act only when morning begins, that is, from midnight. In this, we take an example from King David, who always woke up at midnight and began writing Psalms. Question: on Passover night, the body is limited both in thoughts and desires. What is this state? Answer: it is a state of feeling the exile in Egypt. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 14, 2024. Writings of Rabash concerning the Exodus from Egypt. When efforts turn into action. Question: which is more important, to be happy with the revelation of evil or to ask for a way out of Egypt? Answer: the joy of revealing evil is not yet a finished action. And the request to leave Egypt is already a more conscious state. The children of Israel cried out to the Creator to bring them out of Egypt. At the same time, their similarity to him was that they wanted to get out of their state and achieve the opposite, liberation from egoism. Question: if we feel bad and we try to escape from this place, does it also come from the ego? Answer: a place is a desire. We try to escape from egoistic desire, to make efforts, and to ask the Creator to help us do this. To our weak efforts, like those of a small child, the Creator gives his help, and then our efforts turn into action. This is how we ascend the steps of the spiritual ladder to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. And it came to pass in the course of those many days, look for justice. Question: is it necessary to pursue justice to come to equivalence of form with the Creator? What does it mean? Answer: to pursue justice means that in any degree you have to look for the basis of what justice is, which means to search for the Creator constantly, because that is when you will find him. It is said, strive for the truth. That is, because you adhere to justice, tzedek, you will come to the Creator, who is that quality. Therefore, in any place, any decision, we must find that justice is the basis of everything. Justice is one of the types of revelation of the Creator. By pursuing justice, you, by following this path, achieve the inheritance of the land. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 2, 2024. Writings of Rabash. Justice, justice you shall pursue. Nothing but connection. Question: we are required to awaken from below. Is there anything special about Purim that we still need to do? Answer: we do not need anything other than connection. The Creator created the desire to receive and shattered it into many parts. And we need to gather them so that they become like one person with one desire. All these parts are in us. We are broken parts, so our desire to unite leads us to a state of correction. We must constantly turn to the Creator with a request that he unite us into one common whole. And when he does, we will have the opportunity to ask him to fill our common desire with the upper light. This state will be called Purim. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 24, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Haman pockets. Become a channel to pass the light. Question: is there a difference between annulling yourself before the Creator and opening yourself to the Creator? Answer: these are different things. Annulling oneself before the Creator means absolutely nullifying oneself. For example, you can imagine yourself as a tube through which light passes from one place to another, and you are only the walls of this tube. Comment: it seems to me that opening yourself is also being a tube, not a cork. My response: no, there is still a difference. These are very complex states, we will study them later. I cannot even describe them right away. Question: during the lessons, I feel pleasure coming over me, and I have a fear that I am beginning to receive it, to absorb it. What kind of inner work should be done here in order not to agree to accept pleasure for my own sake? Answer: no, you agree to accept, Just make yourself a tube through which you will pass all the good things you receive from above to the group and to the whole world. Question: what trace does light leave in me when it passes through me, as if through a tube? Answer: a feeling of fulfillment, joy, gladness, and connection. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 2, 2024. Writings of Rabash Justice, Justice You Shall Pursue. Two mandatory steps of spiritual work. Question: how can we feel the love of the Creator and the love of the Creator for us through love of friends? Answer: we cannot feel the love of the Creator so easily and quickly come to states of coming closer or moving away from Him. This is all attained gradually. Just like in our world, when we get to know someone, it is only after we get used to each other that states of closer or more distant arise between us, and so on. Therefore, first we need to study Kabbalistic articles that talk about connection between the friends in the group, and then about the connection of the group with the Creator. These are the two most necessary steps for everyone, both women and men. Without this, we will not begin to feel the upper world that is above us and controls us without our feeling it. And in order to feel it, to feel the Creator who controls us through it, we need to be in good, kind connection with each other. This is our main task. Question: we have come, we have made efforts, and each of us wants to fulfill some kind of spiritual desire. How can we still feel any fulfillment through these small efforts? And what can they manifest themselves in right now? Answer: it takes time, a lot of time, but gradually, more and more, we will begin to understand what forces we are dealing with, what the form of our connection is, and begin to feel it. This will lead us to our friends and to the Creator, and everything will connect together. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 5, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Love of Friends, Part 1. The Golden Rule of Family Relationships. Natasha writes: Dear Michael Leitman, please tell me, why does this happen? All of us, without exception, so eagerly want to meet our soulmates and live with them in love and harmony, but in life, this remains only in our dreams. Or we find a partner and seem to live in harmony, but suddenly everything ends, and we part as enemies. Today, the divorce rate reaches 70%. What is this? Just a moment ago, people were sure they would be together forever. Why does this happen? Answer: egoism. What can you do? Our nature is pure egoism that cannot tolerate another. Comment: but just a moment ago. My response: it does not matter. They did not understand that they love others, meaning they could tolerate them nearby because they received great fulfillment from it. Question: is it only for that reason? Answer: of course, what else do we need from others? So as soon as a person feels they are not receiving that fulfillment from another, they want to cast them away. Question: so the old idea that we meet and this feeling will be eternal and we will do everything for it does not work anymore? Answer: no, that is childish babble. Question: so we face an enemy stronger than us in the end? Answer: absolutely. Question: our nature is stronger than us? Answer: yes. It was created by the Creator. Question: if we realize this, then we would stop making vows and we would be cautious. Answer: what is the point in stopping to make vows? That will not change anything. Here, we need to teach a person how to control himself, how to arrange life with someone like himself, with another. This requires significant preparation. Question: does my understanding of myself as an animal help in this? Answer: yes, of course. It is a part of this realization. Question: so, is such a statement correct? It will be difficult with you, but we will try to stick together, and go through all the ups and downs together? Is this kind of marriage agreement better? Answer: perhaps. Question: they say we kind of bring the Creator upon ourselves when we promise something unconditionally. Maybe we should not promise? Answer, there is no need to promise, that is for sure. We must know each other very well and understand that both egoists are coming together. How should we behave with each other so that our egoistic desires to use each other coincide rather than oppose each other in confrontation? And this is very important for us. Question, tell me, what practical steps should we take to advance together in this dance, as you say? Answer, consistently, with small steps. Take a little step forward, something goes wrong, take half a step back. Step forward again, half a step back. That is, one step forward and half a step back. Question, what is this step forward? I feel rejection now, the time has come. I used to love all the time and now there is rejection. What do I do? Answer, now there is rejection, I reconsider my life, my current state, my partner, and I gradually come to the conclusion that I can continue to exist with this partner and I just need to establish some connection between us so that we understand each other more positively. Question, is this through conversation? Answer, you can clarify this in conversation. You should not even talk about it but somehow show that now I am not capable of closer connection. Comment, so, I kind of show this, and then her step is not to get closer. My response, more calmly, yes. Comment, and from her side, when I feel irritation toward myself, I should also. My response, yes. Question, so, do we always have to maintain some distance? Answer, step aside. Question, what about love, closeness? Answer, you can only achieve that if you act in the way I just described. Then you will have normal mutual understanding, which will aim to foster love. That is, you will love another person for being a good partner. Question, what do you mean by partner? Answer, a partner is someone who understands you and builds a path from heart to heart next to you. Question, in that specific state, two steps forward, one step back? Answer, yes. Question, so we have to be vigilant all the time? Answer, no, not to that extent, I don't think. The most important thing is to forgive, and not only forgive, but also yield. Question, for almost the entire time? Answer, throughout life. Question, even throughout life? So you know that you are entering into connection and specifically making concessions? Do I need to know this in advance? Answer, of course. Question, are we talking about both sides? Answer, yes. Comment, when children come into the picture. My response, when children come along, men need to make more concessions because women already have additional, even greater responsibilities. Question, so the golden rule that you always talk about is about making concessions? Answer, yes. Question, since we are constantly returning to the Creator, can we say that we and the Creator are like a couple? Answer, to the extent that you yield in your earthly life, to that extent you can hope that the Creator will yield to you in your spiritual life. Question, when I take a step back in family life, does the Creator also make his concession? Is he kind and good to me? Answer, yes, because it is evident from your actions that you are yielding in order to maintain or even progress in the relationship. Therefore, the Creator can do the same with you. Question, in which case do we say that between us there is the Creator, between husband and wife is the Creator? Is it in this case? Answer, constantly. Question, is the idea that between us there is always the Creator and we must constantly strive toward Him and hold on to this for His sake, is this idea correct? Answer, yes. Question, for His sake, is that correct? Answer, for His sake, yes. Question, so, He actually established that this couple should exist and should come together? Answer, yes. Question, if we meet, who brought us together? Him? Answer, in essence, the Creator. Question, if we keep this in mind, is this a good path? Answer, yes. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 18, 2024. What does the righteous see? Question. We know that a righteous is one who fully justifies the Creator and sees everything as perfect. But the righteous Mordechai saw a flaw in the people, he saw the division. So was he a sinner at that moment? Answer, no, the righteous see the picture as it is. It is not about eyes being closed. The righteous sees a clear picture of the entire universe. We constantly check what state we are in, each relative to himself and each other. When there is connection, unity, and love between us, we have spiritual power. We can do something. If we do not, we are powerless. We must get closer to each other to be like one man, Adam, similar to the Creator. That is the kind of unity we should have between us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 21, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. There is a certain people. Questions about spiritual work, 109. Question. When we walk together on the path, what is our roadmap to stay on it without deviating? Answer, your roadmap is your increasingly warm attitude toward your friends and their increasingly warm attitude toward the Creator. You just need to open your heart, warm it from within more and more, and get used to living like this. Question, what form of our connection can provide nourishment to the world? Answer, by uniting as one person with one heart, we fully connect to the Creator and can receive everything we need from Him. Question, how can we avoid being stubborn donkeys in the field? Answer, hold on to your friends and ask the Creator. It seems simple, but it is difficult to implement. Question, if the 10 connects correctly, the next state should be better than the previous one. How can we evaluate this correctly? Answer, the state may be higher, but whether it is negative or positive depends on the individual, on what level they should be, and how they should realize this degree. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 5, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Love of Friends, Part 1. Second and Third Days of Creation. On the second day of creation, a space was created in the middle of the water, separating the upper and lower waters, and this space is called the firmament. The upper and lower waters differ between the forces that rush toward the Creator and those that rush in the opposite direction. Question. On the third day, the Creator created dry land, and greenery began to grow. Can this be correlated with a person's vegetative level of desire? Answer. Yes, sure. Creatures display new data and opportunities to see more deeply and clearly what the Creator has done. But in principle, all this development begins on the first day. Question. Do you mean spiritual desires and not the egoistic desires of our world? Answer. No, there is a parallel between this and this, when two opposing forces manifest themselves in matter within the framework of time, space, and movement, it turns out to be a cause and effect relationship. The Torah describes the creation of all kinds of forces or the principles on which these forces are based. From CabTV's Spiritual States, March 21, 2024.